Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us this evening. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And yes, you can now get a hold of us two times a week, from Tuesdays from 7 to 8, Fridays from 1 to 2. If you have any questions or comments or any inspirational insight, Marie and I are more than happy to hear from you. You can call us at either Marie, 651-303-0555, or Beth, 651-941-36, or even better, even email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And if you're wanting to bring your business to another height, we have specials going on with advertising your businesses. So, again, you can connect with us through the email. So, welcome to Tuesday evening, and this episode was brought to you by Marie Langley. She's an intuitive realtor, and again, her phone number is, if you have any property you want to sell or a house you want to buy, call her at 651-303-0555. And Beth is a intuitive clairvoyant as well as an energetic healing therapist. You can reach me at 651-900-4136. So welcome to Tuesday.
Welcome, everybody. Well, we can talk a little bit energetics before we jump into our topic tonight, which is rewriting your inner story, because energetics has a lot to do with it,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of stuff going on right now.
Yes.
Having to do with the lunar eclipses coming up and a solar eclipse after that. So the lunar eclipse is on April 15th, and I know some people are feeling it because it's shaking up your life. Basically, it's the effect of a lunar eclipse is for you to examine what is no longer needed in your life. And I know this is a recurring theme for the past year, but this is what is happening right now, and people are... they're kind of panicking because, you know, things are coming up. There's anxiety that's coming out of nowhere, and you don't know what's causing it, or anger or emotions. So keep in mind, we have about 3 weeks of it.
And it started today, correct?
Yeah, it started, yep.
And it's supposed to end on the end of April,
mm-hmm.
the 28th, you said?
That's correct.
The 28th?
Yep.
So it's like, oh, Lordy. Mine just literally started. I felt it shift towards me just a little before 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. So it's like, oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. However, compared to other times, this has been really mellow. And we're not going to play out the dramatics of it, you guys. It's a choice. Again, one technique that you can use to get through this is when you're going into that change of moods or feelings, either physically or emotionally, remember to recognize it, not play into it, and to breathe through it. Even if you're at work, whether you're with a customer, whether you're on the phone to say, I need to take a second, and just breathe through it. And it's like a nice deep breath exhaling through your mouth and inhaling through your nose. And you'll notice you'll shift through it a lot faster.
Well, yeah, because remember, if you're feeling it, imagine people who aren't awake yet.
Yeah.
And they're feeling it, and they have no idea what's going on, and they don't know really how to handle it. So,
well, you know what I've been hearing is people have been violently ill. We're talking violently ill with the flu symptoms. And even light workers are going through it. So it's like, oh, man, I will not complain. I will not complain if I get grumpy and frumpy, you know, if that's the worst that happens. So
yeah,
knock down wood.
I'm tired.
Oh, I've been exhausted.
Yeah, just really tired and anxiety just out of nowhere.
Oh, and you know what? Because a bunch of us were talking on Facebook last night, and it's also in what I was shown yesterday. Our DNA is being worked on again, so we're moving to another level. So it's like, good Lord, I've lost track of where I'm at DNA-wise now. You know, so it'd be interesting for doctors to sit here if they could look at our DNA
mm-hmm.
and literally see the changes in it. Wouldn't that be really cool?
Yeah.
If any doctors who want to look at that, I'd be willing to donate my blood.
Well, and I read a couple posts, too, that have said, you know, we have shifted at the cellular level.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why, I mean, what we were 2 years ago is not what we are now.
Oh, I know.
And we're really, our bodies have to assimilate it. Everything has to assimilate it. So there's a reason why we are, things are not going as smoothly as we'd like, but also we are, again, having to let go of stuff that we no longer need. And a lot of people are going through that process. A lot of breakups have happened. Marriage is ending. Life's ending.
Yes, yes. So. You know, the one thing I've noticed through the phases that I go through, so I don't know if this will help anybody out there who happens to listen to this, I've noticed that when I'm really exhausted, it's when I'm being downloaded and I'm having major work going going on an etheric level as well as, you know, an emotional level and toward physically being shifted. So if you can remember that and ask that you integrate, you have to set the intent that you integrate this energy with ease, and you'll be amazed at how much smoother. But there's a lot of us, I'm sorry, you guys, we're not going to get through this easy peasy. We're not. I don't care who says what. Mm-hmm. Some are going to get through it probably a little easier than others because we've been doing it longer, but there's other things that we go through that others don't have to. But just remember, when you're really tired, I think that's the phase that I figured out for myself is when I'm being downloaded big time.
There's also a Cardinal Grand Cross that's happening, too, right now.
What? Didn't we just have a trine last week?
Well, no, this is a Cardinal Grand Cross. So there's four.
Planets?
It's the cardinal signs. Aries, Libra. Okay, Aries, Libra. I think the other Sag, maybe? And Gemini? Yeah.
Okay, I think so.
So
what's that mean, though?
Well, I was watching an explanation, and it's kind of like, okay, you've got two signs, like imagine your arm is up and then you've got a cross.
Yeah.
So where you intersect is where that's the energies that are coming. And since it's a cardinal, which are the fixed signs, then those are the signs that are having the most issues. So a lot of relationship, balance issues.
What's fixed sign? What's that mean?
I don't know. Well, I'll have to look it up further.
I know nothing about astrology, everybody.
Yeah.
There's other things I know about, but astrology is not one of my...
I was watching a couple YouTubes last night, so I was thinking, oh, that's kind of interesting that that's put right on top of it.
Wow. Good Lord. So we're doing really wonderful. And you guys have to remember, just last week, I think it was, the Earth, it's either been the past week or 2 weeks. It might have been I just heard about it last week, but it's information I was getting on an etheric level, but I heard people talking about it. But the Earth has literally shifted a level again. So with that, when she's moved up, imagine her, when you're going, what does that mean, shifting? Imagine the Earth having a Band-Aid on her, and then just imagine that she's slowly, believe it or not, she's slowly taking that Band-Aid off. If she ripped it off fast, we wouldn't even exist because energetically, our bodies couldn't do it. So she's slowly pulling that Band-Aid up, believe it or not. So that's not too bad for the natural disasters that we're having. And unfortunately, there are going to be some people who on a soul level, who have chosen to go out that way. So instead of being horrified with how people are choosing to leave, it's just like, you know, send them that light so they can cross into the light a lot quicker, a lot faster. Because believe it or not, they're going to the other side to help out even more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's needed.
I just pulled up Grand Cardinal Cross of 2014 is about transformation and challenges.
Oh, okay.
So, and this is actually one of the most intense cycles that we're going to be going through. So now, you know, between that and the eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
That's why everybody, I mean, all the horoscopes you read for April are just stating how intense it's going to be for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a square between Uranus and Aries and Pluto. Uranus and Aries.
I don't know why I'm finding that funny.
Everybody
obviously,
thinks.
I need to have a good laugh.
Pluto in Capricorn. It reaches a peak as Jupiter and Mars in the other two cardinal signs. So they join to form what is called a Grand Cross. So they're four strong male planets
that
are in a tense cross shape.
Male planets. Well, there you go.
Yep.
There you go.
So it's this is a challenging configuration, which indicates a pressing need to confront and change long-standing patterns that are no longer supportable. So, like cardinal means basic, fundamental, primary, and the cardinal signs correspond with Aries, individual initiative, Cancer, which is family, home, and emotional nurturing. Ooh. Libra, which is relationships, and Capricorn, which is achievement in the world. So if you, you know, if you do your chart, because they say people with planets in their natal chart between 11 and 15 degrees of these signs will feel the impact most acutely. Ooh. But wherever these signs fall in your natal or solar chart, issues related to those themes may be activated with some element of tension.
Oh, okay.
So it's you can go into more depth, but obviously you'd have to know your chart really well and, mm-hmm. and you know, dig in. But mm-hmm. that's what's going on along with the eclipse. So.
You know what, that makes sense, because when I sit here and think about it, you said Libra, that I'm a Libra.
Yeah.
Boy, am I a Libra to a T. Relationships, it's my relationships with self, and we're all working on that, but it's my relationship with Source. Because who do I get upset with most?
Mm-hmm.
And my guides, again, on my way over here, said the same thing. They were fired again, but they're just like, oh, there she goes, there she goes. Okay, so that makes
yeah.
sense. That makes sense.
So, I mean, transformation. This is a month of transformation.
Oh, yeah.
So go
yeah.
with it. You
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Just if you can understand it and know what's going on, then
mm-hmm.
that'll help you.
And God bless you guys if you're smooth and you're breezing through this with ease. You know, you're holding that bar for us to make it possible. So it's like, so bless you. Austin, love and light to all of you.
Well, and also I think, you know, this fits in really somehow this, we had to push it back from last week, but somehow now it's fitting in with our theme because rewriting your inner story,
mm-hmm.
it's like the perfect time because astrologically and energy-wise, it's supporting you to do that. So, you know, if you are a person who is having the same situation repeat over and over and over and you're going, why does this always happen to me? Why is this always happening? You need to examine your inner story
mm-hmm.
and then figure out what it is, what are the patterns, what are you doing, what are you repeating, and then make a conscious effort to change that. So,
you know what would be really good, you guys? This is just so you can piggyback off for our phone-in Friday this Friday. Do the work here and then get clarity. Call in and ask your one question
mm-hmm.
and see if you were, if you know, if you did what you needed to do and the story was changed. And then Marie and I are going to be able to say yay or nay that, yep, you hit it right on the nail. This is what they're saying. So my recommendation is what I would say, and Marie and I have said this 101 times, I know I've said it 101 times in my life, but not on the show. Get a journal right now, a piece of paper, or if you're standing right on a beach right now, get a stick or your finger, write your story of what, and we're talking choose one story. We all have 1,000 stories in us, but what's your main one that continues to repeat? It's just cycling through all the time, the one that keeps coming up, the one that is that block. So write that down. Write it down right now. Put it all out. Put the, if you're angry about it, put it down on that piece of paper right now. Put it down there right now. Okay, Marie and I are going to do the same thing with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it as I'm sitting here. We're going to grab, I've got my thing with me.
Yep, I got it.
I'm just going to give you, like, mine is always about finances. Other than that, I have absolutely no complaints. No complaints. So I need to start looking at what is my gripe with finances.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I feel that I have to sit here and struggle with it? And I know a lot of people are going to relate with that. So I'm going to write that down. Tonight's the night that I'm no longer complaining about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to write it down. But what's my main? Think of the main things that you say to yourself. I don't have enough. Think of the phrases that you say.
Well, and I know for me, one of the phrases I always say is, I work so hard. Why is it so difficult to get rewarded for that? Why do I work, put myself out there so much, and then the financial reward doesn't come? How hard do I have to work to get it?
Well, let's write this down because then we're going to go into a meditation throughout, you know, before the show is over. So there's going to be some silence here, you guys. We're taking some time to write it down, and I'll try to talk, but it's hard to talk when I'm trying to think of, okay, what needs to come up here. We'll just take a couple moments.
And it could be more than one sentence.
Oh, yes, yes.
You know, it's usually one sentence will lead into another.
But I would say, like, if it's a relationship, if you continue to go, why do I still have all these unhealthy relationships, then write down all the ways that you look at relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Money. Write down all the belief systems that you have about money.
How come I always meet the same type of man no matter what? I'm always loving and giving, and I always get taken advantage of. That's a theme I hear a lot.
Well, isn't this interesting? Why do I always have to struggle? I didn't even know. I don't think I say that out loud, but obviously, and we're talking, it may not even always be just a conscious statement that you're having. As you're writing down, something else might come up, so you know that's at a subconscious level that they're saying, okay, let this come up, let it be. So I need to look at other things. What are other things that I say? Money.
Where's the money? We all say that. Where's the money? Because we want to be able to do what we are, what we feel is our life purpose and what we want to do with our life.
Exactly. This week has been a week of confusion for me going, well, maybe I'm not supposed to do this. Maybe I'm not supposed to do that. Maybe I'm not supposed to do what I thought it was. I'm going through that doubt stuff again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that.
But that the eclipse is bringing all of that up. And
all right, Marie, all right. Yes, it is. All right.
So,
and however, it's not bad right now.
But if you take a look at it as it's coming up and say, oh, yeah, wait a minute, this is all about transformation and getting through it, then maybe that'll ease you as you're
No, and I know it is. It's like because my guides, believe it or not, came in and said, stop that. I mean, there was a loud voice saying, stop that right now. Notice how I said it really softly. Didn't come across that way, though. Didn't come across. But it shook me to where I'm like, okay, I got it. I'm trying to think. I only have four things. I don't think those are the only four things that I continue to say about finances. Oh, where the hell is it? There it is. Where the hell is it? Let's see here. I think this right here would be... one more, and then we'll talk about, go ahead and talk about whatever you need to talk about.
Well, I think another thing, I know I ask myself this, and I know a lot of people ask, when am I going to get out of debt? It's a constant,
I'm one of them.
it's a constant thing, so.
When am I going to get out of debt?
It would be wonderful if there was no such thing as debt on this earth. And if you went into debt, then the creditors would just forgive you and start you over at zero. I think that would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be wonderful
that
we're not judged on that and penalized for the next 7 years?
Well, it's like the credit system. I mean, being in real estate, you see people working so hard, and all they want to do is buy a home. But the credit system, you know, it just I just think they should start over, completely obliterate everybody's credit score, start them at a 900, and let people just do what they want to do with their life to achieve their dreams.
Oh, you guys, and don't forget to say when I can't save money. Put that down, too, if that's one of your things, or I'm horrible with my money. Just in case people are going, oh, I don't know what else to write. If that's something that you're going, oh, that does ring true, I say that to myself all the time. You know, like there's a hole in my pocket. I have a hole in my pocket. Okay, let me see. Look at this. I thought it was going to be one more statement. Oh, just a second. I got to write this. Oh, just a second. Okay. So with that, this is what I would – is there anything else that you want to say, Marie?
No, I think people – you kind of get it. I think it's whatever in your life is just constantly – you just keep experiencing the same thing over and over and over again, and you're tired of it, and you want to move forward, and you just want to put that behind you.
Now, here's the thing, you guys, and it's I have to sit here and practice what I preach also. When you write this down, you're going to burn this. So if you have, like, a lighter, you have matches, you have a steel sink, do that. Step outside. Most of us are in nice weather now. Step outside, light it. Have a bottle of water right there because some of you probably live in places to where just like the flick of a match could start a fire. So Be smart about it too. But with that in mind, know that the story needs to be done. You're not going to let it come up into your mind's eye to where you're going to dwell on it. If it comes up again, you're going to blow through it and say, no, that's no longer my story. I've replaced it. That means you're not going to talk about it with friends or with family. Or if there's somebody who comes in and all of a sudden starts mentioning something, trying to get you triggered with that, just remember, you have to be able to recognize you're not bringing it up. Otherwise, you just recreated the old story again. Mm-hmm. And then you have to go through the process again. That's the one thing that I myself have found out, that it needs to be done. And you're going to find that the ego is going to challenge you on that. It will challenge you on that. Are you going to walk your talk? Yeah, let's see. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm going to make you really paranoid about it. So on that note, it needs to be done. So Marie, we're done talking about this.
We're done.
Done. The next time I come over here, we're not talking about this stuff. Let me see here. I want to make sure. Okay, there we go. So now we're going to do a little meditation. So what I recommend, do not do this in a car. Wait till you get home or pull off on the side of the road. But either sit down or lay down on the couch or in your bed or on the floor or on the grass, wherever you're at, or sit in a chair. But make sure that you do not have your feet crossed. And then close your eyes and you take some deep breaths in through your nose and exhale through your mouth and continue to do that as you get deeper and deeper into relaxation. And then what you're going to do is inside your head, you're going to say, I set the intent and I'm going to be open to receiving that which I'm needing at this time for my highest and best good. And you're going to visualize this silver cord coming out of your coccygeal, your tailbone. And it's going down your butt, your legs, like down the middle, out your feet. And you're visualizing it and giving it permission to go into the earth, the middle of the earth, where it's nice and stable. It's the core of the earth. You're going to wrap that silver cord around lovingly so that you're connected to the earth. And some of you are going to get there faster than others. Some of you may not feel, but again, when you set the intent, you're getting what you need out of this. And then the cord's going to come right back up as it's connected to the earth. And it's going back up your feet. And it's not going to go any farther than your tailbone when it comes back up. And then you're going to visualize a gold cord coming out of the center of your heart, and it's going upward out of your head, and it's going out far, far, far away to where the infinite creator exists, way, way, way up there. And we're going to ask, each of you are going to ask that your guides, who are 100% of the light, to help with bringing that cord up to God, creator, source, whatever the name you call, what you choose to call it. That I can feel a lot of people just really connecting right now. And that cord's going all the way up there. And it's wrapping itself around just like you did with the earth. And that gold cord is coming back down. So you're connected to the earth. You're connected to the plains where the creator exists. And that gold cord is coming back down. And it's going to come back into the crown, top of your head, going to the center of your heart. And now you're going to ask that that silver cord and that gold cord come and meet into your heart. And so you're bringing those two connections together. And it's like, see both hands. See like a left hand and a right hand held together, one from the other. And they're lovingly holding each other and embracing each other. So see left to left and right to right. And that they're gently holding to each other so that you're in this beautiful state of peace and connection. And so that connection is going to be with you as we go into a meditation. So continue to breathe in through your nose, exhale through your mouth. And now we're going to see that it's really pitch dark because we're going into the unknown. And you're not afraid. You're courageous. You're brave, knowing that we're all there together. But yet individually, because we're doing our own thing, this is our own individual experience. And you're going to see an elevator. And it's lit up. And you have absolutely no problem with walking towards that elevator because you know you're safe. You're not going to stumble. You're trusting the unknown, knowing that you're safe and provided. and you see a little arrow key going up, you're going to push that with your right hand. And the elevator door opens and you step in it. But instead of turning around, you're going to still face out with your back towards the elevator doors closing, because in front of you now is a window. And it can be anything that you want to see, anything that you want to see way out there in the etheric world. You can go to your planet. You can go talk to God. You can be with the angels. You can go to a beautiful place. It's not for me to describe it for you. It's whatever it is. But the elevator door closes now, and it just automatically starts going up. We're not going down. Instead, we're going up. And it's slowly going up the first level, the second level. And as we are going up, we're making that connection with our higher self and our soul. We're going up the third level, the fourth level. Fifth level, the sixth level. The seventh level. And you might be feeling anxious, just breathe that through. I think I left on eighth. We're going up to the ninth. 10th, for whatever reason I'm hearing, the 12th. We're going up to the 11th, and now the 12th. And pay attention to what you are seeing outside that window, the shapes, the colors, the sizes, everything. So you can, when you come out of this meditation, you're going to write it. But stay in the meditation. You're setting the intent that you're remembering everything and who was there, if anything was said to you. And now we're at the 12th level, and the door is opening. You're turning around, and you're walking into this beautiful, lit-up lavender room. And in this room, there's this beautiful sunlight in it. In the middle of the room, you see a table and a chair, and it can be any color. Pay attention to what that chair looks like, what that table looks like, but there's nothing on it from as far as you can see, but there's light on it, and you're just drawn to it. And as you get to that table, you're going to sit down in that chair. As you sit down in this chair, you see on the table what appears to be like a bowl of water, but yet it's not. It's this moving substance. But it gives you the ability to be able to see things, to be able to communicate. And so now what you're going to do is with your left hand, you're going to take your pointer finger and you're going to tap the middle of that substance, and as soon as you do that, you have connection with your soul, and you're going to study your soul. You're going to see what she looks like or he looks like, and you're going to ask their name. And continue to breathe in and out. Continue with that breath. And you're going to ask your soul, what message are you needing to hear that is for your highest and best good at this moment in time? Pay attention to the details that they're saying to you. They might show you a picture. It might be a feeling. It might be colors. And then this is where you can go in and ask your soul some more in-depth questions with these stories, and what do you need to do to let go of this one specific story? What is your soul recommending that you do, advice that you can follow? So there's going to be some pause as you're doing this. And you're setting the intent that you'll remember everything that's being said. Pay attention to all the details. And as you do this, you're embracing more of your soul coming into you, completely washed, cleansed, and cleared. And feel yourself expand. Take in that love, take in that light. And don't worry about having to come out. I'm going to give you 2 more minutes. Because I can feel it over the phone. It's something that a lot of people are connecting with right now. You're doing a fantastic job. Keep it up. You have roughly 1 more minute left. And remember, you can come back to this anytime, but you can stay in there 1 more minute. You can also ask your soul, who do you need to be working with? Is there a guide that they recommend to you? Someone that's trustworthy, somebody who's 100% of the light to work with that you don't know about. Who's for your highest and best good? Now is the time to go in and ask, if you're not receiving, what do you need to do to help yourself to be open to receiving? Listen to what she says or he says to you. And my guides just said, I'm happy to stay in there 1 more minute. Taking all that love, exchange that love with her, with him. Allow it to come back into you too. This is you. This is who you really are. And now I'd suggest that you go in and say your goodbyes. Say your thank yous. Exchange all blessings. And make sure you hug them and tell them how much you love them. But also know how much they love you. And now it's time to get up from the chair and to leave. And you're going to remember all the information that they gave you. And you're going to walk away knowing that you can come in and do this again anytime. And you're going to walk back to the elevator door. Again, you're going back into that blackness, the mystery of the unknown, knowing that you're safe, and that lit up room is getting dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. And you come across to that elevator with the arrow key pointing down. Again, press it with your right hand. The door opens. The door closes, and you're still facing your backside to the door. And you're going to look at that window going down again. And now the picture is different. Who is there? Who do you see? Pay attention to all the details. And now the elevator is going down from the 12th level. 11, 10, 9, and you're coming back into your body. 8, coming further back into your body. 7, 6, 5, and you're feeling clearer. You have clarity and understanding. 6, 5, and now you're fully back into your body. 4, 3, 2, 1. The door opens, and it's going to stay there. And you're going to take one last look out that window because the picture changed again. Pay attention to what you're seeing. Taking all the details. And you're setting the intent that you're going to remember that also. And now you're going to turn around. And you're walking out the door, but you're slowly doing it this time because you're being in the present moment, the now. And now you see yourself sitting on the floor, laying on the floor, sitting in a chair. You're going back to your body, and you're fully in it now. fully 100% back into your body. And you're telling yourself it's safe to be in your physical body. It's safe to be here. You love being you. And then when you're ready, you're going to slowly start moving your body, wiggle your toes and your legs, your hips, your arms, your shoulders, and then your neck. And when you feel like you're fully in your body, and if you're having a hard time getting back into your body, put one hand on your solar plexus just above your button, your belly button, and the other one on your head. And it's just saying it's safe to be in my body. Come in now. Set the command. Come back into the body. You're here to have the human experience. And for those of you, you might have to hold on to your knees. And then when you're ready, to open up your eyes. And now what you're going to do, you're going to write down everything that you just experienced so you don't forget about it. So there's going to be some more silence here. Write down all your details.
On the same page?
You can write on a different page.
Okay,
on a different page.
I was going to say, because we're going to burn the other one,
yep,
right?
Yep, you're going to burn the other one. So write down on the other page everything that you remember. Colors, shapes, sizes, words that were said.
I'm still trying to come in my body.
Feelings that you felt, thoughts that you had, images that were given. This is you tuning more into when you leave your body. And some of you may not have left your body and you just had the physical, the feeling when you're in your physical body.
Ooh.
Are you having a hard time still coming in? Put your hands on your knees, both your hands on your knees.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people who don't leave their bodies anymore, supposedly. I do and I don't, it depends on. But a lot of people still do. So those of you who didn't, wonderful. And you still had the experience, just write it down. I'll give you about 2 minutes to write down stuff.
Amazing what details come when you really, when you start writing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting. It's interesting, the stuff that you write down, because I'm thinking, God, what does that mean?
Yep. Don't analyze it.
Yeah.
Just write it down. You'll be able to explore it later.
Mm-hmm.
That will be the next part of what we're going to
mm-hmm.
do.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you just write everything down, the details, because there's a lot of individuals who are going to have new experiences during this meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very surprised that they my guides told me to take you to the 12th level. I'm very surprised. That's not where I was going to bring you.
No, but I'm hearing the 12th level is where everybody needs to go. Hmm.
And we're gonna finish up here pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you about another 30 seconds.
Interesting.
10 seconds left. Okay. And put your pens down. No, I'm just kidding. This is in school. If you still need to write, that's fine.
All right, perfect.
Put your pens down,
that's
people.
That's fine. That's fine.
So what was the experience? Because I've never done this with anybody other than myself.
Well, I was able to completely visualize, first of all, the silver cord,
mm-hmm.
and then the gold,
mm-hmm.
and then them coming together.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I mean, I could visualize everything. So I visualized myself going up and looking out the window. I saw turquoise sea and white sand.
Ooh.
Yeah, going up. And then when we got in the room, I saw the table and the chair, and the table was like a very ornately carved ivory-colored table, you know, very feminine,
mm-hmm.
with a matching chair, with like a thick brocade like cushion.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like in ivories and gold. It reminded me something from the medieval times. You
wow.
know how they was all
yeah.
ornately carved?
Yes.
And there was a gold bowl on the table, and it had like a clear gelatinous
okay.
substance in it that when I touched.
Mm-hmm.
And then my soul's name was Elizabeth.
Really? Wow.
Yes. And then when I asked her for who my guide is, she said Jesus.
Oh, interesting. I was hearing that, too.
Yeah,
and
he came. I mean, he appeared. I'm like, are you kidding? Is this my ego? And then I felt him come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, nope, it's Jesus. I'm like, okay. And then I felt her. I kind of felt her happy. I mean, she was kind of laughing and in a joking way, very jovial, I guess.
Good.
And then we hugged and we said goodbye, and I thanked her.
Did you see her? Did you see what she looked like?
No, I felt her.
Okay.
Yeah, I felt her. I'm trying to. It's almost like I can see her, but I can't see her.
Yep.
So, and then when I was going down the elevator, what I saw from up there was like this beautiful shoreline.
Wow.
Like a turquoise shoreline.
Yeah.
And the closer we got down, it was getting closer and closer. And on the ground floor, I looked out and I saw, it's almost like a Hawaii scape where you have the tropical foliage.
Yes.
And then the ocean, you know, the white sand and the ocean. And then there were red flowers and I could hear birds.
Oh, cool.
That was cool.
Yeah.
It was real cool. But when I was coming back into my body.
Did you get the message from her, though?
Yeah, the message she said was, it's coming.
Okay.
Whatever. And I kept trying to, like, what's coming?
Can anything be coming?
She just said, it's coming.
It's coming.
So I'm like, okay. But when I was going back in my body, I felt all of a sudden very rejuvenated and very almost elated. Like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, it's joy. I got joy.
Oh, good, good,
yeah.
good. You know, it is really interesting because I've been tuning in with Jesus lately, so I'm not shocked by that. So I wonder if Jesus has something to do with what's going on right now and needing to come in here. It'll be interesting to see how many people are going to be more than, we're talking beyond the scripture, Jesus,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I'm talking ascended master.
The ascended master, mm-hmm. and this is not church related. It's those are two different essences.
But I have to say, he had long brown hair.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I mean, but you know,
you know
have to
I mean?
Remember everything else
yeah.
there is an energy.
Yeah.
It comes in human form just so we can recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's wonderful. So now from that, we're going to transition into, now this is the time you're going to sit here and switch another page, and now you're going to rewrite a whole new story to the thing that you're burning. Later tonight, when you get off of this, you're going to go burn that first page,
mm-hmm.
the icky, mucky, yucky stuff, and now you're recreating it. And what I want you to do is I want you to pull it out of your book so you don't even look at it again. Pull it out of your book. You're going to fold it up and put it away from you so you don't look at it. There's no temptation to look at it. And you're setting the intent that you're not going to be looking at it. It's done. That story is done. Don't keep your hand on it because that means you're going to keep that energy of it. Some of you, if you want to get up and you want to go outside right now and you want to burn it, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But those of you who want to finish with the call, then all of a sudden turn the page.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can start writing down your whole new story. Your situation is different. I have everything that I need. I have all the money to pay my bills, to pay off my debt. I have money in my checking account for fun things to do. And then the story continues, whatever your story is. But this is your new story, and it's going to be positive. It's going to be uplifting, and it's going to be supporting you. I feel much better going in there. I didn't get to go into meditation, but I was seeing myself do stuff. Mm-hmm. So this will be interesting. I'm going to go in and do this probably tomorrow. Let's see what I get out of it. But I'm feeling much more light, much more light. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that, that meditation. So hopefully you guys benefited from it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So for those of you who are going, I've never meditated before, you have to continue to practice and do it over and over and over. It's repetitiveness, and then you'll be amazed at how quiet. It took me years to be able to meditate, not just 20-some times. It took me years to finally quiet my mind down. But ultimately, that's how we get in touch and tuned in. And there's different levels of meditation. There's people who say, this is meditation, that's not meditation, blah, blah, blah.
Well, everybody does it differently, yeah, too. And, you know, if you can visualize, that really helps clear your mind of other things because you're trying to focus on the visualization. And so that helps also to quiet your mind. And then you let your mind go and see what comes to you.
That is right. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think if anything else needs to be said. Oh, it's 7:48. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that needs to come across right now. Can you think of anything else that we should talk about before we end?
No. We have a caller. Should we?
Oh, do we? Oh, my God.
If they want to talk.
Well, you know what? If they want to talk about their experience.
All right. Let's get them on. Computer doesn't like me to do that.
It's not letting you do
it. It's a repeat of last Friday. Come on. Yeah, for some reason.
However, I'm here this time, and I'm not clicking off.
Oh, here we go. Oh. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air with us.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Hi, did you want to share your experience?
I'm sorry?
Did you want to share your experience, or are you just listening?
I've just been listening.
Okay.
Alrighty. All right, I'll
put
you back
on hold. We'll put
okay.
you back on hold.
Sounds good. So, come on, computer. No.
Oh, okay. No. Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, hopefully this is a good way for people to kind of get started with thinking, okay, I'm really tired of just living the same thing, being depressed, thinking I'm not going any further, I'm stuck. And I think this is a great starting point to get yourself unstuck because you want to move yourself along. You want to move your path along. You want to get that, you know, your soul purpose reignited, and you want to get back on your path because when you keep repeating the same thing, you don't go anywhere. You're like that little hamster on a wheel.
Yeah.
You just keep running, but mm-hmm. you're not moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And just remember because, you know, one of my thoughts were today going, I was saying to myself, and I found this really interesting, that I was thinking this, I'm going, oh, my God, I'm regressing backwards. But it's like, no, we're not. If you guys knew, it's like we're on a spiral. We go up, we go down, and as we do that, we are moving. We are moving forward. But you have to remember we're doing a lot of deep self-examination.
And don't forget, too, that we are human, so
yeah.
Don't be hard on yourself because you do have to allow yourself to feel those emotions, and you have to be okay with expressing them. Because if you keep everything bottled up and just keep smiling and saying, I'm loving light, one day you're going to explode, you know? You have to remember that we are here as humans, and we do have to be okay with expressing. It's okay to go off in your house, and it's okay to go off on a rant and swear and scream.
Just don't stay in it.
Yeah,
just don't stay in it.
That's all. Just remember that. If you need to express yourself to shift yourself or get yourself out of it, it's okay. But if you stay in that state 24 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
then
you're never going to, you know, you're going to have a harder time shifting.
Yeah.
So the thing is, when you're in that, you guys, trying to remember, because I have to do it myself, step outside on the grass and the more barefoot you are and connected to the earth. And to remember, seriously, guys, when you hug a tree, you'd be amazed at how much it takes from us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking the icky, mucky, yucky stuff. There's a reason that trees exist in this world. And you can also turn your back to where you're leaning against them. You'd be amazed at how it takes that stuff off of your back that you're carrying, too. So they're wonderful. So don't forget about them, and they have what it takes to be able to to integrate and to transmutate what it is that you're giving to them also. And then, you know, you just send them love and light. Seriously, you consider put your hands up and just visualize love coming from your heart and out of your hands into them.
Mm-hmm.
So you're giving back. It's reciprocal because they'll take it from you no matter what,
mm-hmm.
and give it back to the earth, and the earth will take care of it. But the more we can take care of our own stuff, you guys, seriously, we're helping the earth out, though, as well. So,
and if you know, were followed along with us and you felt really good after doing the meditation, don't give up on the first time. You know, replay the episode and go through it, because the more you do it, the more your body shifts, your consciousness shifts, and then that allows you to redo that story. If you need to write it down every night for a week and have a burning ceremony, go through the meditation and rewrite it, then that's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. You have to make that choice to change it.
You have to
change
it.
You know, we all have free will,
yep.
And if you choose to live in the drama and the chaos, the drama and chaos are going to continue day by day, hour by hour.
Exactly.
So it's your choice. It's up to you.
Yep. And for those of you who don't know for those of you who grew up in drama and chaos and you don't know what healthy looks like, you know, this is the time to sit here and really do some research on the internet of what does a healthy relationship look like, so that you have an idea of what it is to look for. Because when you grow up in it, you don't have a clue what healthy looks like. You don't know any different. I mean, I've been there. I've done it. So it is obtainable. You know, healthy people do not have consistent conflict within and around them.
Mm-hmm.
They actually do have peace. And it is something that you, like I said, you can obtain it. So,
yeah.
But it starts within first, and you have to want it, and then you have to follow through with it. Not to say I want it, but yet you allow all this drama and chaos. That means if you have to not pick up a phone when somebody's calling or somebody's knocking on your door saying, I need to talk, it's okay to take care of you yourself first.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know, you know, people might be in a work relationship where it's like that. You know, they feel beat down every day because they let other, coworkers issues get to them, and then, you know, they get sucked into it and they get drawn into it. Hey, put the boundary up. Put it up and say, you know what, no more. I'm here to do my job, not listen to your gossip. You know, not worry about what you're doing. Not worry that you're insecure. Not worry that you're jealous. So changing your story first,
yes,
spreads it out to the rest of your environment around you, so that helps shift other people's stories as well. Because when they see you changing, it's infectious.
And then remember to put a bubble, a protective bubble around your energetic, spiritual, etheric, and light bodies in space. And that's including your Merkaba. You don't have to know what this is yet. Merkaba, your auric field, and your electromagnetic field. And you always want to say from the northwest, southeast, as above and below. And that your protective bubble is mobile, and it goes everywhere that you go. So at work, when you're feeling like, oh, my Lord, I came in here happy. What's going on? That's a good indicator. All this stuff, and especially those of you who work on computers and phones, energy, it goes everywhere. Nothing, it does not stay in an area. It goes through the phone, it goes through the computer. Computers are horrible. They really are. So the more you don't have to be on them, the better off you are, seriously. So.
Right. But some of us, unfortunately, have to work with computers. So if you can learn how to protect yourself from
mm-hmm,
that,
mm-hmm.
then at least you can, you know, get through your day or get through the time when you actually are on the computer.
And I think the vast majority of the population does live on the computer, unfortunately. But
phones,
make sure you're
too.
Clear yourself periodically throughout the day. And a good way is to go to the earth and hug a tree and just re-energize yourself. So.
Well, and also, too, I mean, if you can't get to a tree, if you have a house plant, dig your fingers in the dirt. Just feel that dirt.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's earth. And just make the connection that way.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
exactly. Then I'm trying to think what else. Oh, and then, you know, if you can use crystals or stones, selenite is a great stone to put by your computer to take any negative or lower dark energies that are coming through it. You'd be amazed at what is transmuted, or I mean, what is transferred from computers. You would be amazed at what can come at you, you guys, and especially with the phones too. That's just, and it's set up that way for a reason. It's set up that way for a reason. So just do things to take care of yourself to get through the next 3 weeks, but no, you're not the only one who's going through it. Beth and Marie are right there with you. We're right there with you. So hopefully this little meditation helped you and that you enjoyed it. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else that needs to be said right at this moment.
No, I'm not getting anything else.
We're
pretty good. I think this is a really good starting place for people to switch up their journey.
And you know what? Here's the thing is, this is what I wanted to say. When you're in doubt on what to do, just be quiet, be still, and go within your heart. And when you, even just repeating the word love, 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 that will switch your frequency and your vibrancy, because that word carries, I can't remember what the hertz factor is in just that word love. It's very, very high, and it can shift you. And then close your eyes, and then imagine your eyelids have hearts on them that are just radiating back to you. So that's what you can do. Send it out to the universe. The universe is going to send it to you, but you have to be open to accepting and receiving it, you know. So live your life to the fullest. Be happy, be healthy.
Right. And when we're done here, we're going to go out and burn our little papers.
So you guys go and do yours. Yes. Be good to yourselves, you guys.
Absolutely.
Be good to yourself.
Yep. So we will catch you on Friday for our Phone In Friday. We'd love for you, if you've listened to this, to call in and let us know how you have shifted from this meditation. And then ask us a question, and we can pick up if it's worked.
Yes, yes. Yep. That you're on your way, and wow. So we send you all love and light. Remember to give yourself some love also.
Absolutely. Have a great evening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.